Hey, you're listening to Social Small Business. My name is Brooks Gray, and I'm here with Lee Simkowski.
Hi.
First of all, hey, thanks for chiming in there. Thanks for listening to our podcast. This is our very first episode of our brand new podcast where we'll be discussing all things social small business.
And marketing.
Hence the name.
Yeah.
But before we jump into our topic of the day, which is values, just of your organization, of a business, and the importance of knowing your values, we thought it'd be great to just let you in on a little bit about who we are and get to know us in a small way. Lee started this company, South Marketing Group, about 6 years ago.
Yes.
Ish.
Well, it'll be seven in September.
And fun fact, about a couple few months after you started, you were joined by our current COO, Bobby Odom.
Yes. Who's in the room?
Who is sitting here listening to make sure we don't get off track. We appreciate her for all that she does. But I'm not going to share a lot about you, just that you started this company about 7 years ago and you had a heart for small businesses. And here we are 7 years later with a team of about
eight
people.
Well, we just have a new one.
Yeah.
We have an intern right now.
Yeah. But anyway, Lee, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a mom to two daughters who are very, very busy little girls, and married to Blake. He's my husband. And I am ADD, and I have a love of Dr. Pepper and Elon Musk. And that's all you need to know.
You are an Elon Musk fangirl. So I have a question about your ADD.
Yes.
How old were you when you learned that you had ADD?
I was 36. I had all the signs of it, but I was not diagnosed until I was an adult.
And then at that moment, did all the things of your childhood just come crashing into place and make sense?
Yeah. And this podcast will often reflect that.
Yeah, we will start a contest through the coming months and years, maybe give away some prizes if you can correctly guess which episodes Lee forgot to take her medication on. So, but hopefully it won't be that noticeable. A little bit about myself. I am married to a wonderful woman, Nicole Gray, and we've been together since high school, since the summer before we got to high school. We currently have five children, and I've been working at South Marketing Group for the past 3 years, but full time the past year.
Yeah. Happy anniversary to you.
Thanks.
Next week. Thanks. Or whenever that is.
Coming up. Yeah. July.
Yes, it is.
All right. Is there anything?
No parties, no raises.
Oh.
Just saying.
Just free Dr. Pepper from the fridge.
Free Dr. Pepper. Unless it's the last one and you have to save it for me.
Yeah, there has been a Pepsi in the fridge for a while.
You can have that.
But anyway, is there anything else you want to add about yourself before we move on?
No, just I do have a passion for small business and their opportunities for marketing. They're unique because we're able to actually sit down and work with a team of people, and it's not a corporate feel. And I think that this podcast will reflect not only our love for small businesses, but I feel like we can also help them too. So I'm really excited to help them.
Absolutely. And it is our hope, our goal, to actually have some leaders of some local small businesses
mm-hmm.
come in and be part of this podcast.
And some creators.
So should be a lot of interesting episodes. Hey, what are we talking about today?
Values. I think when you start a small business, you do it obviously to bring a need to an industry. But also when you do that, you've got to think about what your values are, so you know in the long run who's going to be a good fit for your team, and also who you want to work with. And I think it's really important to define those values up front.
So if I'm starting a new business, I want to open a bicycle shop. What does that look like for somebody who lives in our sort of area? We live in East Tennessee, by the way.
Go Vols.
Yep. What does that look like for somebody like me who's starting a bike shop? Why do I need values to open up a bike shop? Yeah.
So any business, I feel like they're more relatable if they know who they are as a business. And part of knowing who you are is defining your values. And when you have those values, then you'll be able to relate to your customers. I don't know, you may have a different perspective on values.
No, I have no perspective.
I think they're guiding. I think they're like navigational. What is the word? Beacons. Like I'm not a lake person or ocean person. So yeah. Is that what you call them? Like it's like Jimmy Buffett terminology.
It's like the lighthouse. The lighthouse is on the shoreline, right? Is that kind of what you're
sure.
Thinking?
I don't know. I just think that values are a good guide for your business.
Let's say there's somebody listening to this episode and they have a business. And they're like, you know, I've never really thought through my values. We seem to be doing all right. Like, how much importance should I place on that? Or should we just kind of keep doing what we're doing? Do you have to have values before you open the doors of your business? Or is it something that kind of comes later and takes different shapes and as you learn who you are?
I think values evolve in a business. When we first opened up, we didn't sit down. Bobby actually joined me in month 3 at my kitchen table. And we didn't sit down and go, okay, what's our mission, vision, and values? What are those? We were more concerned about building the business. So the values kind of built themselves over time. So by the time we were in year 5, I think it's never too late to define values. But by the time we were in year 5, we could sit down and say, okay, so we've had enough experience in this industry and in this business to say, what do we value as a business? Who do we value? And we can kind of put that down on paper. And it's really not for the customer. I mean, I do think some customers, I think a small percent, it'd be nice to know that statistic, actually go and look at your values. I think it's more for the business owner and the team to know. And I think it's important for the whole team to know what your values are as a business.
I will add to that too. I think in your case is a great example. When you started South Marketing Group, which wasn't always called South Marketing Group.
That's a good story.
When you start, we'll get into that at another time. When you started the business, it wasn't because you all of a sudden one day said, you know what, I want to make a lot of money and not have to listen to anybody. I just want to run my own business and be my own boss and make a lot of money doing it. I don't think that's why you started your business.
No.
But going back to what you said a few minutes ago, I think you saw a need in your community and you always approached the business from a standpoint of, hey, we're offering a service and we're part of our client's team when it comes to marketing. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think money was ever your driving force, and I still don't think it is your driving force,
no.
Even though as a business, it is good to make money.
Right.
No business wants to lose money. But I think where some people get into trouble is when that's your goal, when you start off just saying, I'm going to make as much money as I can, it doesn't matter what I have to do or who I have to step on to do it. That's when it becomes harder to define your values because
yeah.
Everything is wrapped up in, is it profitable? The values for us, for instance, you can get on southmarketinggroup.com and see the values. Again, I don't know how many people actually do that, like you said. But
that was a nice little plug for our website.
It was.
Thanks.
We're good at that as marketers.
Yep, and you can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go.
LinkedIn, maybe.
And LinkedIn, yeah.
And
maybe a TikTok, too. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Our marketing coordinator set that up.
we're getting off track. But so, yeah. Where was I going with that? Oh, with our values, like you said, it wasn't like we just sat down and said, hey, let's just come up with some arbitrary statements that define who we are. And just, you know, something we can slap on a website. For us, as we talked this through a couple years ago, a lot of our values just kind of made sense. It was like we didn't have to sit down and plot things out, and we just sort of approached it by knowing each other and working with each other and being team players. And this goes back to when you started the business, like your email signature for the, it may still say it.
It is.
Team player.
It is.
I haven't looked at your email signature in a while.
I didn't like just having owner because really it's not about that. It's more like, hey, I'm going to come in it's either me or someone else from South Marketing, or we're going to be a part of your team. So I wanted people to know up front, the first time they ever get an email from me, that I am a team player, and that's important. And I knew that was an important value, was people. And I think that's one of our stated values.
It's our first stated value.
Because people matter. So I do feel like when you start, it's anybody that's considering starting a business, that you really understand why you started it. And mine was twofold. It was for my family and it was for my community. And I think that if you can define why you start a business, then your values will come. And if you don't, and I think, Brooks, we can put up on our website somewhere, maybe a worksheet on how to, it's if you don't know where to start and answering those questions on how to define your values, we'll get you a little starter guide up on our website.
Okay. That's more work for me.
Well, you just have to upload it. It's actually more work for me.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'll take that burden on.
You care,
and we do that with our clients. Right. That's my team player. We do that with our clients. There was one that I didn't know. Like, there's a lot of people that I work with that I already knew before. So I knew, I mean, one of our clients I've grown up with, I mean, we were 10 years old when we met, and I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but it's been over.
Obviously older than 36. If that's when you figured out you had ADD.
Just a little over 36. And so I already knew him and I knew, you know, his personality and those things. But when I have to go in and sit down with a new client that I've never met before, that's one of the first things that they decide to work with us. We go through that interview process of, we ask the right questions on, just so we can help them define that.
Yeah. And it's, I think it's something we've kind of come to expect, but, I think for a while that was kind of shocking in some ways, like talking to some businesses and them, you know, you could really tell that they've never really put thought into these sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, that's what I love when they're, you kind of see their eyes open, like, you know, and really question, like, well, gosh, I don't know. Who are we? Mm-hmm. Like, why do we exist? You know, it's easy to kind of abstractly think about something out there in the ether. But when you really, when it comes down to putting pen to paper, it gets a little harder. Mm-hmm. And so I love people, seeing people's faces light up when you start offering suggestions on, like, after talking to them, throwing some ideas out there, they're like, yeah, you know what? That really does. Like, and that's what we're all about.
It surfaces some things of who your target market is, that you can really reach your target. Once those values are defined, you can better reach your target market. And I can use this because they'll let me use it, but Lakeway Auto Sales in Morristown, and you can lakewayautosales.com if you're looking for a vehicle. They've been in business for over 30 years. And when I walked in those doors, they knew who they were. And so all I had to do was build on that. People know when they buy a car from here, they love God, they love country, they love trucks. And that was easy. It's if you're in the new stages, if you've worked somewhere for a long time and you go out on your own or you're starting, it's the new stages that we can really help define. And for people that have been in business a while, there are some that really still don't know who they are, and we can still go through that worksheet with them. And then there's some things that'll surface and we can reach those target markets.
Yeah. And I think for some of those, especially some of the small businesses we work for, they're generational businesses. It's mm-hmm. something their parents or their grandparents started. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, they may not have as clear of an idea of why they exist as their parents and grandparents did. It's just, you know, like the story of the lady that cut both sides off her ham every time she baked it. Do you know that story?
No.
So
what?
There's a woman who every time she baked a ham, she would cut the ends off of it. And, she did this for years until her husband said, why do you always cut the ends off the ham? And she said, well, that's just the way my mom always did it. And so they went and asked her mom, and her mom said, well, that's just the way my mom always did it. And so when she went and talked to her grandmother says, I cut the ends off because I didn't have a pan big enough to hold the whole ham. And so, like,
that's just
an example.
It is so true.
Yeah, people doing things and not knowing why they're doing it.
Yeah, and it's not a build it and they will come mentality anymore. People really do want to know, you know, kind of where you stand on things. So, and you, and that's a good point too, because you don't always have to hire every person that interviews, and you don't always have to take every client that you talk to. You can, as a business, you can decide if your values align. And I think that's important. It is important for us. I mean, I didn't say this in the opening, but I am a Christian, and I make sure people know that. And our whole team knows that, that we're going to go with our Christian values. So,
well, I think this is a good time to sort of pivot the conversation too, just so we don't go on. We don't want to hold our listeners here forever, make this a forever long podcast, but we've been talking, we've been talking a lot about the external, about said value of values, the external
benefit
of values. But just briefly, can you talk a little bit about internally when it comes to hiring for your own team and finding the right fit?
Yes. And I think any new business is going to go through turnover, till you find the right people. But I think I found that when I was very honest, and open and forthright in interviews about who I am as an individual, not just as a company, but who I am as an individual and the expectations, then the right people stay. They believe in you, and they respect that you're, you know, forthright about what you believe in and what your values are. And I think you can form a more cohesive team if you're just open about that.
Yeah. So I think our advice to
is that what you were asking?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. To kind of wrap all this whole thing up, the message we want to get across is, if you don't already have those values in place, or like maybe you do, maybe your organization does, but you've never really thought about them at just a basic level and like what they actually mean, learn them. Know why your parents or grandparents or whoever started the business before you established those values. But if you don't have those, take some time to sit with your team and just throw it out all on the table, kind of like, who are we?
You know, and they can evolve.
Yeah.
Are you going to run through ours? Like, real quick?
I can, sure.
Yeah, run through ours.
Our values is South Marketing Group. Again, you can find these at southmarketinggroup.com. Plug. People matter. We work to build businesses, but ultimately we exist to build up people, because we know that brands and companies will come and go, but being kind to others and investing into our communities will remain our priority. So that's our first value, is people. People matter. These are four P's, by the way.
We're Baptists. That's why we have to do the alliteration.
I'll explain that a little bit here after we get done. Productivity. We don't give 95%. Our attitude and approach around here at South Marketing Group is, giving our best is not an option. It's a requirement and our promise to everyone we work with. The next P is purpose. We lead generously and genuinely. And this is the one I think that was just kind of easy to write, because I feel like this one alone really sums up who we are. Mm-hmm. We aren't hoarders or pretenders. We will give our time, resources, and our talents to see our community thrive. We want to work to make a living, yes, but we live to make a difference. So that's the third P. The fourth one is personality. We laugh often. I think it's important to let your team and your customers know who you are. And we'll get more into that, I think, into the next episode when we're talking about finding your voice as a brand. But we laugh often. Our team works hard, but we have fun. Laughter is something that will be heard in our office on a daily basis.
And I'm going to get funnier after I go see Leanne Morgan. Be prepared.
When are you going to do that?
Soon. You'll know, because I'll come in with jokes.
Yeah. So what I was going
to
add at the very end.
You didn't laugh.
Sorry. Okay. I was thinking about what I was going to say next. Okay. That's an important lesson in listening and not just thinking about what you're going to say next. The reason we kept these values short is because I heard someone say one time, if your values are too long, nobody's going to care about them. If they don't evoke some sort of emotion, then you need to sit down and rewrite them, because nobody's going to remember just boring bullet points. So put it in wording that like moves you and just like, man, that means something. So anyway, any last words before we wrap this up, Lee?
Yeah, I want you to make sure they know where they can find the worksheet for defining the values. Are you going to put it under our values? Where are you going to put it on our website?
If you go to southmarketinggroup.com/resources.
That's where they can find it.
That's where you'll find
it. Perfect. Thank you, Brooks.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you again next week. Have a blessed
week. Bye.